Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Today's bayan is very special. Because if we listen to it very carefully, we should listen to all bayans carefully, but today it's a life-changing one. Islam is beautiful. It deals with every aspect of life. It teaches you how to behave, how you interact with other people, how you live in your household, how you live in relationships, how you live in the community, and everything. And Islam regulates things. So you're taught methods, and you act upon these methods and you gain success. But sometimes, because we live in a society where we're surrounded by people, there are different types of people. Some are good, some are bad. And mentally, especially when we're growing up as youngsters, we tend to think, well, it doesn't matter. If I'm good, I'm good. It doesn't matter who I'm with. But the harsh reality is, but that is not true. You have so many people locked up in prisons. And when you go to see them, you know what they say? I was with the wrong people. I didn't want to be there. I was just hanging around with the wrong people. And when this went down, when this thing happened, I got caught up in it. There are people who are serving, you know, sentences for example, knife crime. And when you ask them, they say, well, I was with a little gang and we all carried knives. But, you know, the anger got the better of me and I used mine. Why? Why were you carrying a knife? Well, everybody was. I was with those sorts of people. And if you think about it, it was just the company they kept. You look at all those people who deal drugs and do bad things. If you could sit them down and talk to them, they would all tell you that it all started by meeting the wrong person or being in the wrong company. It wasn't just a person who got up one morning and thought, right, I'm going to be doing wrong things today. I'm going to be drug dealing, or I'm going to, you know, assault somebody. It was the company they had. Now, the company you have dictates your life. And I'll say that again, and I want you to remember this. The company you have dictates how your life runs, how successful you are, or how big a failure you are. And there are many, many examples. Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah gives an example in the culture of righteousness. It says that in a particular village, people started to smell a bad smell. And so after a few days, they thought, where is this smell coming from? So they went to a house and it was coming from there. They knocked on the door, no answer. They eventually broke the door down and they found a young man dead. They couldn't understand it. What's happened? He seemed a nice young man. And when the police did the investigation, do you know what transpired? He moved into this area. And when you move into a new area, you want to make new friends. So he made friends as well. But he made friends with people who were gamblers. So he started gambling as well. And one night, he won. He beat everybody. He took all their money. But they had other ideas. So they killed him in his own home and left him there till the people found him. Now the question that Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Ali asks is this. What led him to that condition? It was the company he kept. It was the friends he made. This is how harmful and destructive this sort of company can be. These are the so-called friends. You know, when we deal with different people, when they're in prison, friends don't come and see you. maybe once a year, they might remember. When you're in hospital injured, friends don't come and see you. But it's the poor parents who you've neglected for the sake of your friends who are stood by your bedside. And this is why we need to realize. We need to wake up to this harsh reality. It's not a fallacy. When our parents say, don't stick with the wrong crowd. And we said, oh no, it's me, I'm okay. It's not. People who are into bad habits, gamblers, people who are into drug wars, gang wars, these are the types of people that destroy young men like yourself. These are the types of people who corrupt. Our scholars have said that loneliness is better than bad company. In fact, there was one riwayat where a scholar was being followed by a dog. And somebody asked him, you know, there's this dog, it's following you. And he said, this dog following me and staying with me is better than bad company. And the reverse side of that coin is good company. Because a truly blessed person is one who has good friends. Like the bad man who teaches his friend bad habits, if you have good people, they lead you to good. And if you're fortunate, you know, many of us sat here at some point in our lives, alhamdulillah, have met brothers who have done, you know, infradic issues, who've tried to reform us, and we're here today. And there are many, many examples. There's one example when I did a bayan in Burnley. And there was one young man, afterwards they said, look, you know, we'll eat food together. There was a young lad, and he says, I was outside on the streets with the lads. And we found out that there's Dawat Islami Ijtamaat, this mosque. So I came in just for the food. I only came in for the food. We waited till the end. But I met people there that changed my life. When I met him, Daddy Sharif, Imam Sharif, and he goes, I came in for the food. But the good company of those people changed my life. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu says, do not engage in matters that are of no benefit to you. Keep away from your enemy and be cautious of friends unless they are trustworthy. For there is no one equal to a trustworthy person. And don't associate with sinners. The moment you start to associate with somebody who is a sinner, then the dangers and the risks are there. It's like when you go to an electric board, it's a danger, 240 volts or whatever. The warning signs are there because they will teach you immorality. They will take you away from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will take you away from His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, do not befriend an open sinner. Today, we live in a society where if somebody is pious, you know, the beautiful brothers of Dawat Islami, Imam Ashrif, Dari, inviting you to the masjid, we tend to stay away from them. We kind of think, well, here he's, off he goes again. But if you've got a gangster who's, you know, got his pecs and he's doing this and he's walking like 10 men, I think, I want to be friends with him. The problem is up here. Where is he going to lead you? On the streets, fighting gang wars? Why don't we have this mentality that that's the person I want to be with, the one who goes to the namaz, the one that goes to istimaz, travels on kafilas, reforms his life, looks after his parents, treats everybody with respect? No, I want to be the bad man. Why? This isn't the Islamic mentality that we were given. Why are we automatically attracted to the wrong thing? Because the shaitan wants that. The shaitan wants you to be attracted to that sinner so that he can take you off the straight path and put you on the same path as him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, do not befriend an open sinner, for they will present their sinful acts to you in an appealing manner and wish for you to become like them. And are we attracted by this? You see these people and the social media these days and the media with guns and knives and this and that. And we say, wow, he's cool. What's cool about it? The prisons are full of these people. You look at their life and it's despicable. just driving up and down the road 50 times on a Friday night in a flash car. And we think, wow, he's my hero. I'll tell you who the true heroes were. The companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You read about their lives and you'll find out what true heroes were. You read about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. You read about the great Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala that the world salutes. You read about Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. And that will tell you about courage and bravery. And who do we have as our role models? This man who's driving up and down Leeds Road 30 times on a Friday night. Come on, man. What world are we living in? It's time to wake up. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that do not form a bond with a fool, for they will burden themselves unnecessarily and provide you with no benefit. In fact, they may intend benefit for you, but will end up harming you. How many times do they welcome you with open arms? And yet when the brothers are inviting us to the Madni Kaflas, the Istimaz of Dawat Islami, we walk away, I ain't got time. But as soon as somebody rings you and says, I want to go away for the weekend. Mum, dad, work, nothing matters. I'm going, whatever happens. There lies the problem. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, do not befriend a liar, for living with them will not benefit you. They will relay your words to others, bring others' words to you, and even if you speak the truth, they will not. All about friends, how harmful bad friendships can be. And the truth is this, that it's our decision. Nobody decides for you. You make your own friends. You make your own company. You make that decision to go on the right or wrong path. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid bad friends, for they are facets of hell. Their love shall bring you no benefit, nor shall they fulfill their promises to you. In another hadith in Mubarakah, Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid bad associates, for you will be recognized by association with them. How many times have we heard it? Oh, he's bad, but I'm okay. It doesn't work like that. You are tarred with the same brush. If you look at the psychology, sometimes when you're with the pious people, you think, you know, I'm with the pious people. Yeah, people are going to see me and think, chalo, theek hai banda. Why do you think the same thing when you're with the bad people? Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, begin your day as a scholar, a student who listens to scholarly discourse. He loves the scholars. Do not be with the filth or you will be destroyed. Now think about this. When you get up in the morning, who are you with? See, this is the role of Dawat Islami. It's a wake-up call. I'm not here to pull my punches. Who are you with in the morning? Do you get up and pray Fajr? Do you read the Quran? Or is the first thing you do when you get out of bed, check what message my friend has sent me, or what the plans are for the day? Because if that's what you're planning, and you're planning a day of sin, then the hadith in Mubarakah says, do not be with the filth, or you shall be destroyed. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of good and bad associates is like a musk seller and a blacksmith. The musk seller sells, either gives you fragrance, you shall purchase some of it. At the very least, you shall come away smelling fragrant. As for the blacksmith, he shall either burn your clothing or you shall leave with an unpleasant smell emanating from you. Now I want to explain this because we've heard this many times, this example, this hadith in Mubarakah. But today I just want you to ponder on this. You're going to a fragrance shop, right? You sit there for a few hours. Now people are coming in, buying fragrance. The whole shop is smelling present, yeah? Smelling good. You're in good company. When you walk out of there, even though you've not been directly sprayed, even though you haven't bought anything, you're gonna smell good. You're gonna feel good. That's the example that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Now if you go to a blacksmith, what does he do? He heats the iron and he smacks it with a hammer. What happens? Sparks fly, don't they? If you're sat next to a blacksmith, there is a good chance that those sparks will burn your clothes. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the hikmat and wisdom of the best of creation. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you don't get the sparks, you're going to walk out of there smelling of the fire. And this is the example that Akka Karim gave about good company and bad company. The Hadith Mubarakah provides an amazing example. Bad friends will never bring you good, and good friends will always keep you on the straight and right path. It's time to think about who our friends are. You know, when you're comparing, you think, I've got a friendship with him. You might have a friendship with somebody, but you have a duty to Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, no matter how deep that friendship is, when you compare it to your duty to Allah Azza wa Jal and your loyalty to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this friendship is nothing. And if this friendship is compromising your relationship with the Akka Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I don't want this friendship. I'm sorry, but he can go wherever he wants. Because the one thing that is fundamental to my existence is my relationship with Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to compromise that for anything. Be it a friend, be it 10 friends. If it means that they're going to take me away and I could die in the state that I don't have iman, no way do I want anything to do with them. It's time for us to learn. Bad company ruins lives. If you sit with alcoholics, if you hang around with drug dealers, if you hang around with people who look at filth on their phones, you will end up doing the same. If you hang around with people who have no haya, have no modesty, have no shame, they talk about despicable things and they think they're having a laugh and a joke. These are viruses that are entering your head and they will destroy the very fabric of your character. This is why our pious predecessors have said, these are the people you've got to avoid. Akka Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person follows the religion of their friend. This is nobody else. This is the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. A person follows the religion of their friend. Each of you should consider with whom they mix. You are on the same religion as your friend. If your friend is a Benamazi, he's going to make you that. If your friend is a sinner, he's going to make you that. If your friend is on the wrong path and going away from Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's going to take you with him. And I'm not saying that. Who am I to say it? The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that. That you are on the deen of your friend. If your friends are pious, they're running to the masjid, they're traveling on kafilas, they're coming to the ijtamas, they're watching Madani channel, you will end up doing the same. Mufti Ahmed Yarhan Ali Rahmatul Rahman says, before forming a friendship with somebody, evaluate that person. Why do I want to become friends with him? What can he give me that's going to help me? And Mufti Saab says, check whether he is obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is he loyal to the Creator Supreme? Is he loyal to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If he isn't, how is he going to be loyal to you? Tell me that. You know, sometimes it baffles me. You get people whose own parents are upset with them. They behave despicably with their own parents. Apne valden ko nauzubillah, you know, they call them bad things. And they're talking in front of other people and the friends. And yet you've still got people thinking, he's still my good buddy. He's my mate. Wo apne maa-baap ka nahi ho saka. He couldn't be loyal to his parents who brought him up, who fed him, who clothed him. How is he going to be loyal to you? Think about it. He's not loyal to Allah and his Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not loyal to his parents. And yet you think, oh, he's my best mate. Don't go there. Don't go there. The problem we have today is this. We judge people by their wealth. Amirana, I want to be friends with him. He could be selling alcohol, namaz ik nahi padi, he doesn't, you fast in him, but he's rich. I want to be seen to know him. Why? Ask yourself, why? He's a gangster. You know, he's got a bit of robe and dabdaba. People think bad of him. I want to know him. Why? When you heard about a scholar of the deen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did you ever think, I want to meet that scholar, yaar. What a great person he is. I want to meet that brother. He's a beautiful Nath Khan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to hang around with this scholar. He teaches the deen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. Piyaris Anbiya, it's time to think. The pious predecessors said that human nature is such that we absorb what is around us. If you are in good company, even if you don't actively, consciously do it, subconsciously, you will absorb your surroundings. You don't have to actively think, I'm in a good mahfil, I'm going to try and learn as much. The scholars, the Sufya write, that if you're in good company, whether you're consciously thinking about it, subconsciously, you're already absorbing the good effects of this. And then Amir al-Sunnat Dawud Barakatuhul Aliyah says, in one of the Maddi Muzakkaras, they said, look, when you're with good company, even if you do nothing, even if you just sit there, the positivity and the nur that's coming from the good company will affect you. And there's many riwayats. The famous riwayat that you heard, that there was a mahfil where there was the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Angels were descending, looking around, and they said, come over here, this is the mahfil of this, you know, these people are gathered, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. When they finish, the angels go back, and they say, Ya Allah, they were doing your zikr. Be witness, I have forgiven them all. But Ya Allah, one point, Ya Allah, there was one man there. He didn't come to the mahfil. He came for his own reasons. He didn't come to do your zikr. He didn't come to your masjid because he wanted some dealings with somebody. What shall we do with him? And the creator of the heavens and the earth says that he's come to the mahfil of these people to give him. This is the effect that good company has. Today, there are many people who go around looking for these mahfils. They think, there's a mahfil here, there's a mahfil there. I'm going to go and just sit there and do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. When was the last time we did that? Do you know, if you were to hang around with somebody who prays their salah, if you were to hang around with somebody who prays their tahajjud, and every morning, if you're in the same room or next door, and every morning you saw this person getting up for tahajjud and remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, even if he never asked you to do it, wouldn't you be inclined towards it? Of course you would. This is human nature. This is why it's very important that we change. You know, in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Mufti Sahib says this. He says, attending the gatherings of misguided people and listening to their talk is haram. And especially for my youngsters and those who are students, you know, a lot of time we listen to people, because now it's the era of social media, we listen to the wrong person. And we think, oh, well, we're only taking the positives, we'll leave the negatives. Mufti Saab, and you know Mufti Saab is a genius, and what Mufti Saab says is, it doesn't work like that. He says, by directly exposing yourself to these people, even though they're saying good, they may say something that could take away your iman. And it's like this. The example that the scholars give is that if I give you a 5-course meal, beautifully made, everything from starters to main dish to desserts, and you're hungry, you're starving, you've not eaten for days. And I say to you, somewhere in there, there's only a little bit of cyanide, a little bit of poison. I'm not going to tell you where it is, but you're hungry. Would you eat that meal? No, you wouldn't. And this is the example the scholars give of listening to these people. You listen to the wrong person and he could corrupt you. And again, it comes back to bad company. One of the problems that we've got, and we need to tackle this, is that when our children are young, we're too busy to keep track of what company they keep. He's got his mates in school, he's got his friends. As he's growing up, he's out on the street, we don't know where he is. And when he gets to 16 and now he's a member of the gang, suddenly we think, bad company. Where? Hang on a minute, where did that start from? When did you teach your child right from wrong? When did you teach him the better bad company will take you away from the real life of this world. It will take you towards destruction. And the scholars write that this child grows up thinking everybody's my friend. Making friends is a good thing. Doesn't matter who he is. Give everybody an equal chance. Don't look at anybody in the negative. But that's taken out of context. Doesn't mean that you go start hanging around with the wrong people. Don't belittle them. Don't think you're better than them. That doesn't mean that you send your children to the wrong people. And this is why we need to make sure that we know who our child is keeping company with. This is important as parents. Your education, your children's education is the most important thing. Give them a madani environment. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, many brothers have said to me, we prefer our children to go into the Madrasatul Madinas of Dawat Islami. Why? The education is same. You know, everybody's teaching the Madani Qaida. Everybody's teaching the rules of Tajweed. Everybody's teaching Islamic learning, you know, lessons in relation to the companions and what the belief should be and everything else. What's the difference? And the answer time and time again comes back, tarbiyat. It gives them that mindset of respect for elders. The beautiful environment of Dawat Islami gives them that mindset of good company. Gives them that mindset that we've got to stay away from the wrong things. And it educates them of the dangers out there. Perisambio, it's time to think. There was a man, and he said to his child, young man, and he said, Bita, keep away from bad company. Don't go with these friends of yours. I don't like them. They're going to corrupt you. And what the young man said is, you don't know. He said, it's me. Don't worry. I will never be like them. I'm just hanging around with them. So the father was very clever. He thought, right, I've got to find a way of dealing with my son. So one day, the family sat there, and they're eating some fruits. And when they finished, he said to his son, he said, put the lid back on and put this basket of fruits away. And as he was about to do it, he said, Abaji, there's an apple there that's rotted. Shall I take it out and throw it away? And the father said, no, leave it there. Strange thing. Why is my dad saying this? He said, no, leave it there. Cover it up. Put it to one side. Okay then. Puts it to one side. A day or two goes by. He says, better go bring me that basket. Bring me that basket over here. Open it. He opened it. And the fruits around that apple that had rotted had all started to rot. He said, Abaji told you, look what's happened. He said, Beta, do you remember that conversation we had about good friends and bad friends? He said, this one apple was bad, wasn't it? If you'd taken it out, it would have saved you the fruits. But because you left it in there, it's destroyed everything. He said, friends are exactly the same. Bad friends will destroy you. And the child, the young man, was very intelligent. He said, Abaji, I've realized I will change my friends. The question is, will we? It's time to think. It's time to think where we're going. Whatever you want in life will be dictated by your surroundings. Be wise. Don't fall for the oldest trick in the shaitan's books. He corrupts people by this bad company. He stops you from going towards good company. He encourages you to the wrong mouth. He'll whisper in your ears and these friends will whisper in. But those who are determined will stick to good company. I'll give you an example. There was a young man from Rochdale. And he was out on the streets. He told me, I've spoken to him. And he goes, I was chilling out with the lads, having some fun. Not really interested in Deen. I used to come to the mosque occasionally. And some brothers came up to me. You know, like, alhamdulillah, the kafilas of Dawat Islami travel and they invite people to the masjid. So he goes, some brothers were traveling and they came and we thought, oh my God, we're going to have to listen to these people now. And we thought, we'll just stand there. So we stood there, we listened to them and they invited me back. My mates didn't want to know. But I kind of felt an attraction to them. So I came to the Fazana Medina spent a few weeks, few months with these people. I used to come on once or twice a week. And then one day, there was an open evening. So I came in and I said, well, what's all this about? What's going on? Well, alhamdulillah, we've got a Jamiatul Madina in Bradford. And they're doing the Alam-e-Deen course. Alam-e-Deen course. And he thought, not for me. So one of the brothers tried to convince him. Went to his home. Convinced him. Convinced his parents. And that young man is today a teacher in the Jamiat of Dawat Islami. Now, how what changed his life? He decided to part company with those friends that he was on the street with. And he decided to join company with the brothers of Dawat Islami. That was the only difference. And today, look where he is. Look where he is. This is why it's time to think. This is why it's time to change your life. And you know the scholars say, you can try and pray as much as you want. You can try and do different things. But the greatest catalyst that can change your life is good company, nek sohbet. If you are with the right people, you will always be protected. But if you're not, then you will always be in trouble. Now the last example that I'm going to leave you with, before I give you a couple of hadith in Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will be with the one they love. So if your friends are good and pious, then on the day of judgment, when people like us are running around trying to make ends meet with finding deeds and nobody wants to know us, then maybe that friend that you loved for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla has got into Jannah. And he says, Ya Allah, this friend of mine, please forgive him. Maybe that could be our saving grace. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sit with elders, ask scholars questions, and spend time with the wise. That is the advice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last example, and I want you to concentrate and remember this. There's one man, he's called Abdullah. He makes a friendship with somebody amazing. So he makes this friendship, and that friendship lasts a lifetime. But that friendship that Abdullah made changed his life. His name was Abdullah ibn Abu Qafa, or better known as Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. He met the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he fell in love. Battles came, difficulties came, starvation, being beaten by the people of Makkah, everything. But his friendship always remained. It remained in the cave, it remained on the Battle of Badr, everywhere he went. It even remained after he passed away from this world, because he's buried next to the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what you call friendship. The companions are not called the companions for nothing. They're called the companions so that we learn that you are in blessed company, your life will change. If you're Abdullah, you become Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. If you're Umar, you become Farooq Azam the Great. If you're Usman, you become Usman Ghani. And in the company of the best of creation becomes the lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ali al-Murtaza. This is what company does. This is what nek sohbet does. This is what good people do. We can't even compare to the dust of the shoes of these people. But what we can do is keep good company. The company of the scholars. The company of the pious. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, by the blessings of the sandals of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, you have that blessed company. People like us can take a lot from it. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us sincerity and steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Ameen bi jahi Nabi Lameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending.